airchecks.com.
Classic Air Checks.
93KHJ. 93KHJ. 93KHJ.
On 93KHJ, let's go again to the phones for those of you who want to check in the last hour and so many minutes of
Robert.
KHJ. Good morning.
Hi, Robert.
By the way, Dave Sebastian has asked me to announce that I am not running the board for those of you.
Robert W.
Thanks, Bob.
Robert W.
At least he made something happen. I couldn't have even, you know. It takes talent to really screw it up as bad as he did. We did it for 8 years. Hello.
Robert W.
Yeah.
This is Bill Earle calling. I'm a teacher in the San Gabriel Valley, and I'm doing a book on personality radio of the 60s. And I remember your first day on KHJ. I also remember you doing the Freddy on television.
Oh, yeah.
Sam Riddle show.
We all did the Freddy. Boy, that was in our boss blue blazers.
And I just heard about this. You know, I should have known about this earlier because I'm doing a book on personality radio of the 60s, but I didn't.
What are you going to do with the second page?
I read Radio and Records yesterday when that came out, and I saw it there, and I said, oh, my God, they're giving us a three-letter call-letter station. They don't give those out anymore.
Yeah.
But anyways, I just wanted you to know that I go back 21 years, and I followed you around, and I hope that you're going to be on the air again somewhere.
Well, so do I. I appreciate you calling. Let me know when you get that book, and wherever I'm on, we'll plug it, okay?
Well, I'm sure you probably have heard of it, and you'll definitely hear of it when it comes out.
Good deal. Thanks for calling.
Thanks
for calling.
Bye-bye.
We got a call on the hotline. That usually used to mean either Bill Drake or Ron Jacobs calling to say we screwed something up. Hello, good morning, KHJ. Who's on the hotline?
Hi, this is Yvonne Payton, the news director.
Hi, Yvonne.
Hi.
How are you?
We don't
know each other. You got a bulletin or something?
No. I heard you and said, gee, they sound like they're having fun on the last night of KHJ.
Well, we're kind of laughing through the tears, if you want to know the truth.
Well, you know, we laughed through the tears this morning.
Yeah, with the hullabaloo?
Yeah.
You also do sports, Yvonne?
Uh-huh.
I have a little sports quiz here for you.
Oh, no, don't do this to me.
Huh?
Don't do this to me.
What has 90 legs and one nose?
90 legs and one nose.
Yeah.
I don't know, Robert W. Tell me.
The New England Patriots.
Oh.
Robert W. Morgan, 93KHJ.
9 minutes down before 11 o'clock on Boss Radio, 93KHJ. Aretha, baby, give me some.
What you want?
93KHJ, Dave Sebastian with Robert W. Morgan. It's 10:53 in the South Line. We're going to take care of some business, okay, Bob?
Do it.
Now, Firestone has radios for import cars.
Let the recyclers.
Be sure to pick up your copy of The Recycler now, participating 7-Eleven, Circle K's, and AMPM Mini Markets, Ralph's, Boys, Hughes, and other fine stores.
Some of you are being asked to choose a long-distance phone company.
The right choice.
KHJ, good morning.
Hi, how are you doing?
All right, who's this?
This is Richard from San Pedro.
Yeah, Richard.
I don't think you remember me, but I helped you out at your Good Morgan broadcast with your recent station.
Oh, yeah.
That we will remain nameless here.
That's what, as a matter of fact, it did remain nameless.
It's
old call letters are going where KHJs are going, and it's in the great, in a toxic call letter waste dump somewhere.
Yes. You were talking earlier that you got there before KHJ was a big deal.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of an article I read from May 2nd, 1965. Do you remember anything about what the Times wrote about you back then?
No, I don't. I have no idea.
Okay,
somewhere in a scrapbook, it probably.
I'll just read you a couple of lines from the article.
Was this Don Page in the L.A. Times?
Yes, Don Page.
Yeah, Don Page is now a bartender.
Really?
At least he's working.
This is talking about the little history. KHJ wasn't real successful before 65, apparently. It says here, it remains that quality, purposeful programming has lost to KHJ. And goes on to describe the new format, the sound of modern Los Angeles. I just wanted to say that I'm glad that you guys proved everyone wrong.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of resistance. KRLA back then was the big station, and it was right. And KFWB had originally been the big top 40, as we called it back then, station in about 58. And then KRLA came on and challenged them. They were both still going at it when we came in 65, not knowing any better. And everybody says, well, you guys can't take these big giants on. But we didn't know any better, so we just took the money and went ahead and did it. And we were fortunate enough with a team of people up and down it. And I mean, it wasn't just the guys on the air. And I know the guys on the air are thinking the same thing I am. It was the whole, everybody involved in RKO General, who owned the station.
Yeah.
and up and down the line. It was a team effort from the top of the president of the company right on down to the lowest person, who of course was Charlie Tuna.
Robert W. Morgan, 93 KHJ.
I could never figure out Charlie spent all that money in his hair and not a dime on his teeth. I just can't understand why that happened. 2 minutes now before 11, 93 KHJ.
This is Dave Sebastian Williams, as it were, on Car Radio, a thing of the past in moments to come. Robert W. Morgan going to be back on the phones in just a few moments right here.
93 KHJ.
KHJ, I fought the law in the law once, 1103. Mark Dennis.
Yes, Robert. Where did you call from?
I'm Robert W. Morgan. Mark Dennis has kindly let me... he let me on the air because that way they can keep track of me.
That's right.
They don't know where I'll go around here. There's a lot of good stuff. A lot of good stuff to steal, a lot of good KHJ memorabilia in that you guys haven't got yet. That I guess right. You're going to get in the way out?
I hope to.
Well, I get to leave first, though. Mark Dennis.
Good morning.
What?
Good morning. Thank you very much.
What did you say? What did you say, Mark?
I said thank you very much for calling.
What did you say before that, Mark?
It's good to talk to you again.
Mark?
Yes.
What did you say before that?
I said thank you very much.
No, before you said thank you very much, what did you say, Mark?
Yes, outside of that, I'm
Mark, you're on drugs, aren't you?
Robert?
You're on some serious drugs. Do we have... This is car radio, not drug radio. You're thinking of 1965. Hi, Mark.
Yes, good morning, Robert.
What?
He did it again, didn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he, yes. We're going to have to, if you say good morning once again, we're going to have to do something terrible to you.
Like what could we do?
We could...
We could go to another law.
Robert W. Morgan, 93 KHJ.
Good Morgan.
Robert W.
Yeah.
Hey, has Dave Sebastian around there?
Yeah, he's right here.
Hey, Dave, we worked together 10 Qs. This is Scott Mason.
Hi, Scott Mason. How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you?
And the last I heard of you, you were working at The Rock.
Yeah, I'm the operations manager there.
Well...
Operations manager
working,
where?
You know?
At K-Rock.
Oh, yeah?
That's another station here in this
town. He calls and lets them know when the battering ram's coming, right?
Really? Hey, it's really sad to see KHJ, that's for sure.
Yes, it is.
Gosh, I wish Jerry Butler was still around to hear this.
Yeah, Jerry Butler, the late Jerry Butler, one of the boss jocks I forgot to mention. Yeah, for sure.
Good guy. Anyone keep track of B.R. Bradbury lately?
Yeah, he's up in, he's in Seattle. B.R. Bradbury's in Seattle. Two of the boss jocks, they're no longer with us, Bobby Tripp. And Jerry Butler, both of them great jocks, and no longer here. The rest of them are scattered around. A lot of them still in Southern California. The real Don Steele is here on another station, KRLA. Sam Riddle producing TV shows. Humble Harvey, your brother, baby, is spread love. But but Harvey, that was ridiculous. He is programming KRLA. He's a program director with that. Should be interesting.
Yeah.
Humble Harvey being the real Don Steele's program director.
When I left...
That's like Stevie Wonder leading Ray Charles, you know what I'm saying? Hello.
Well, hello there.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
This is Julie Emerson, and I tell you, I'm one of the zillions of people that grew up with you guys. I used to listen. This is the truth.
Yeah.
I'd stay up late at night and take this little Japanese transistor radio, and I'm looking at it right now. I've still got it under the covers with me with my little, earphone.
Yeah.
And I used to keep track on little scraps of paper of when all my favorite DJs were on. You know, you and Don Steele and Humble Harv and just everybody. I can't believe the station has gone down. That's really a sad thing.
We never could believe you did either.
Robert W. Morgan, 93 KHJ.
Uno, dos. One, two,
93 KHJ, Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. It's 11:09. If you want to get in touch with me, Robert W. Morgan, 520-KHJ1, Orange County, 995-KHJ1. The Jackson 5, while you call, we're going to get down and boogie-woogie to it. I want you back. Not yours, you. 93 KHJ. Watch back, baby, on Boss Radio, 93 KHJ. 12 minutes after 11 o'clock, I'm Robert W. Morgan. Dave Sebastian, this is his show. He's letting me come in here and kind of goof off for the
last
hour.
I've decided we're going to go to the private line one more time, and it's unannounced. We don't know who's there.
This is the hotline. This was known, for those of you in the business, in the industry listening, I know there are probably a lot of you tonight. It was always referred to as the bat phone. Never inside KHJ, always outside. It was always, everybody thought it was the bat phone, but we just call it the hotline. with
Holy
the...
Holy Brass Radio, you guys.
Who's this?
This is Yvonne again. I called you from our partner, Mark. Don't cut Mark off, you guys. That's not...
No, somebody should have cut him off about an hour ago.
Oh, no. Come on. He's my partner.
Okay.
Robert W. Morgan, 93 KHJ.
Good morning, KHJ.
Good morning, Robert W.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Ron Shapiro. I used to work with you on Special of the Week and Record Report.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
Very good. And yourself?
Well, you know.
I know.
A little saddened by it all tonight, but we're going to put the old girl out of her misery tonight.
Well, it's kind of like a best friend is dying, to tell you the truth. It's kind of sad.
Yeah? But, well, it's more like taking your great-great-grandmother off life support, I think.
In a way, but it still is kind of sad. And, at least it's nice to hear you again on the air, as brief as it may be, but hopefully we'll hear a lot more of you again real soon.
Thank you, Ron.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling.
Good morning.
Just sitting here reminiscing. 520-KHJ1 is the main number, Orange County. 995-KHJ1 is in the last hour of KHJ. Changes call letters in a whole new format starting at midnight. Larry King has got 6 hours to talk about it. Midnight. Larry King will explain the whole deal tonight. We're going into a whole new phase, what we consider to be the new wave of programming. What we're going to do is be playing mainly Ethiopian folk songs, and we're going to be raising money for starving American rock artists to buy drugs with. Good morning, KHJ.
Hi, Robert W. This is Greg Crawford, a former boss jock from Kino and Fresno.
Hey, Greg.
And I bumped into you on the fourth floor at the Cahuenga and Sunset working at Transcenter Radio Network, and you worked at that other place for a while.
Yeah.
And I just had to get on KHJ the last day and say goodbye because, you know, I grew up listening to you and everyone, and you influenced me to go into radio.
Well, I apologize for that.
I know, it's rough. Working all night playing country music now, but I did rock
for
years.
Oh, where? Do you need a producer? I'll screen the phones for you. I'll do the news.
Yeah, if you want to come over and get off. Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, I don't work in West Hollywood.
Robert W. Morgan, 93 KHJ.
Good morning, KHJ. No one on that line. KHJ, good morning.
I have something I'd like to play for you.
Okay.
Can I play it?
I don't know.
Listen closely.
Okay.
The Bobby Fuller Ford did this promo for you guys back in the late 60s. Remember the big kahuna? Here it is. Didn't that bring back memories?
Yeah, it does. I wish you could bring back the big kahuna.
Oh, yes.
But he's serving consecutive life sentences.
Robert W. Morgan, 93 KHJ.
All right, 15 minutes after 11 o'clock, and this is fine. I appreciate Dave Sebastian letting me, Robert W. Morgan, sit in here tonight and take a few calls and play a few of those good old boss hit bounds from the 60s on 93 KHJ. Association on 93 KHJ. You didn't think I remembered how that ended, did you, Dave?
No, I didn't.
Dave Sebastian tried to subtract me there, so I'd screw up the ending, but I didn't. Because they sing it the last one a little quicker.
There's someone on the phone that would like to speak to you.
Dave Sebastian, I'm Robert W. Morgan. It's 18 minutes after 11 o'clock, the last hour of 93 KHJ. You don't seem sad by all this. Would you get a nice severance check, or what's the deal?
No, actually, no, they call me a freelancer around here, so there's no severance involved in my check.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, is this Robert?
Yeah, who's this?
I'm from North Hollywood. You have to ask me this.
Yeah.
Can you morganize me?
Yeah, you know, I haven't done that for a long time. I don't have my zapper.
Kevin's I remember
here.
That.
Kevin's here. Kevin, open your zapper. Kevin does all my dirty work. Kevin, open my zapper for me.
Okay. That seemed to work in here. It's kind of a visual thing.
Well, thank you for noticing that.
Well, we all had to get close.
Zap! You're
Morganized. All right, thanks.
W. Morgan.
Okay.
93 KHJ.
Good morning, KHJ.
I just wanted to greet you from San Diego.
Boy, we're getting out to San Diego. We never used to get calls from San Diego back in the 60s, but
yeah, well, it's car radio.
That's
right.
Night.
You just keep driving, right?
Yeah.
Man, this is great. I'm just going to stay in my car and listen to these traffic reports. I don't give a shit. You're in Mexico.
Earlier.
I don't care, man. I want to. Huh?
I was an unsuccessful bidder on the original lineup there, but I just wanted to tell you that I went to school at UC Santa Barbara, and I used to be an addict of your station in the 60s.
Yeah.
And I learned everything I knew from that wonderful Drake Chenault format that you guys had, and I will say that all it did for me was to put me through college in the sense of moonlighting as a disc jockey for a couple of years here in San Diego, and it was just wonderful. The Boss Radio thing was so exciting, and I hope that that instant in radio can somehow be recaptured again, because it was just, it was unbelievable at the time.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Hey, the hotline is ringing again. Good morning.
Hello, Robert W. This is Terry Shea. Dave Sebastian knows me.
Yeah.
And up until last weekend, I was doing weekends. And I worked at a lot of stations all around L.A., San Bernardino, Indio, just to work at KHJ. And I grew up listening to you, Johnny Williams, Humble Harv, and Don Steele. And I've always wanted to work at KHJ. And I'm glad to say I worked there for a year. And I'm just sad it's going, but...
Yeah, I can tell the emotion in your voice. You know, we're, I'm sitting here being a kind of a smartass on the air and doing wisecracks, but it's only to really kind of cover up the fact this is a sad kind of a deal for all of us here.
Yeah, it's too bad, but who knows? Maybe these callers will pop up. You never know.
Thank you for calling.
Maybe all the other jocks will be back, you know.
I doubt it. We're all too old now.
Thanks, Chair.
We're all going to commit
suicide. Robert W. Morgan, 93 KHJ.
Good morning, KHJ.
Robert W., how you doing?
All right, who's this?
Kenny Marks.
Hi, Kenny.
Hey, I just wanted to, I was driving home tonight, and I listened. I got in the house, and I thought I'd call up. When I was about 5 years old, I got a transistor radio, and I started listening to KHJ. And when I got out of high school, I was a disc jockey for about 4 years, and... for about 6 months, I went to a broadcasting school in Southern California, and we were in...
You're now the president of KHJ.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you. Didn't work out too well for you, did it?
No, I'm in the car business now.
Yeah, well, so we just got out of it.
Robert W. Morgan, 93 KHJ.
Oh, yes, we were playing this on KHJ when the hippies were burning on Sunset Strip. Unfortunately, somebody put them out.
Something happening here.
93 KHJ, Boss Hitbound by the Lovin' Spoonful.
93 KHJ, it's 11:26, and we're going to take care of some business and then go to a very special phone call.
Okay. A black and white TV set for 99 cents.
93 KHJ.
We got disconnected. We were talking. Can you do this?
Here, what's the number?
We're calling.
Let's go to this line. You just fill the gap if you can.
Do what? It's 29 minutes after 11 o'clock. KHJ, 93 KHJ. It has been a fixture in Southern California popular music since 1965. Of course, KHJ, we've been talking like it didn't exist before 65. Naturally, it was one of the Don Lee stations and one of the original network stations years before that. We were talking, running down the names of all the boss jocks, and I mentioned...
Hello.
Hi, Ron. We mentioned...
Aloha, Bobby.
We mentioned the guy that was the real brains behind the whole outfit, and it just wouldn't be complete without putting Ron Jacobs, the little kahuna, on the air tonight. You're on the air. Hi, Ron.
Jerry Cerebral above Diamondhead on a moonlit night in the Pacific, Bob. Temperature on Oahu, about 72 degrees. Would you like Kauai, Lanai, Molokai, Maui?
Why don't
perhaps
you...
a little Kahoolawe.
You know, we've been getting a lot of calls on the hotline tonight, and every time just sitting in a KHJ studio and seeing the hotline ring, of course, I think it's going to be you and one of your typical calls. Could we recreate that now? Like a typical...
Hey, get off your butt and start moving it. You don't even have to say, man. Spin the music.
Yeah, that's what it used to be like. Everybody says, what was it like when Jacobs used to call you guys on the hotline? That was exactly what it was like. You forgot to ask me how the phones were.
How are the phones, Bob?
They're really good now that you're here, Ron. Seriously, folks, this is...
Earth AM, that's really organic, man. Far out.
It is organic.
Are Sonny or Cher listening?
I don't know.
Is Donald S. Revert listening?
Yes, Mr. Revert.
Is Philip Yarbo? Let's roll the honor roll of boss jocks, Morgan.
Okay.
You got a timpani? Where's Moses?
Yeah, he's home, recovering from what the guy had to put up with.
No one's listening.
Yeah, they're all listening. We've had Sam Riddle called in tonight.
Is Dieter Brock listening?
Dieter Brock is listening.
Well, jump back, Jack.
Ron, seriously, now, do you have anything?
Can Dieter Brock count to 31?
No.
Can he place his left hand vertically into the air and in a horizontal position, top it with his right, signaling to someone?
Those of you, but do you have anything?
For this word.
Listen. Do you have anything to say?
Morgan, come on, what?
This is going to be, this is on tape now, and for years, for centuries, Do you have anything to say on tape, since you were the originator of Boss Radio, the guy who said, let's call this thing Boss Radio? Bill Drake did not. Ron Jacobs is the guy. In fact, he had to fight Bill Drake.
No, it wasn't, Bob. Let's correct the record for posterity.
All right. Who was it?
It was Clancy Ismisland, and you know it, Bob.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, it was.
Ron, I want to say something to you, Ron. And I haven't said, we've known each other since, 1962?
Could you do that again more sincere?
You know, we've known each other, Ron.
I want to say this to you, Ron. It really came up gross, man. No wonder you guys are changing your call letters.
You've a guy.
What is your format going to be? Who's that Jewish kid with you?
You're the guy? That's just a guy. He claims to be your child. You're the guy that brains behind. You're the guy that was my mentor. The guy that taught me all I know, or most of which.
Yeah, you were in Monterey, man, when I met you.
The good stuff I know about radio and the brains
behind
KHJ. And you're now, of course, in the process of redefining the term Maui Waui. For those of you always wonder what that was, now you know.
You're talking about Takalona or what, Bob?
I just want to tell you something, Ron. I mean this on the last half hour of KHJ, and kind of a, obviously this is not a very emotional.
It's very loose. It's gross.
But as I think back over the years, the one thought stands out in my mind more than anything else about you, Ron.
Why are you doing all the talking? I thought this was an interview.
You know how instead of Robert W., you always used to call me Bob?
Yeah, Bob.
You know, Ron?
What, Bob?
That really pisses me off.
Robert W. Morgan, 93 KHJ.
Hey, somebody write that down. I've got a hell of an idea. California girls, Beach Boys. Go ahead, Dubstar.
No, I'm sorry.
The red light went on and I just started to talk, you know?
93 KHJ. And let's go to the phones. What the hell?
24 minutes. Oh, Ron Jacobs is still here. Hi, Ron. Yeah, let's get him. Hello.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah, how you doing?
KHJ, who's this?
Yeah, this is Ted from Altadena. How you doing?
All right, man.
Well, it's sad to be in this last half hour. And one thing I appreciated always about KHJ were the carts that went along with everything.
The what?
The musical carts.
Yeah, oh, the little jingles.
Oh, yeah, like the one from Robert W. Morgan and KHJ.
Boss Hitbound.
Yeah, I'd like to know who was responsible for those. They were great, and one of the things that really made Boss Radio.
The Johnny Mann is the guy who... Bill Drake is responsible originally. He was the overall guy in charge. He has to pick Ron Jacobs' brain and take the credit for it. But he was the guy that commissioned Johnny Mann to actually write the melodies for those and to produce and arrange the logos, as we call them, the jingles. And he's the guy that did them, Johnny Mann, and the Johnny Mann singers.
Oh, the famous ones.
Yeah, I think they were the only Johnny Mann singers I ever knew. Hello, KHJ.
Hey, I was dialing frantically here trying to get in. I haven't done that since 1970.
You've reached the Batcave.
Yeah, really? God. Do you remember those New Year's things you guys used to have?
No.
Oh, come on. On KHJ, you'd have the little horn, and you'd go, you'd have the horn, and then everybody would call in. I never got through that. I did that 4 years in a row, and that must have been like 7, 8, 9,
and 10. And you used to take the fifth call?
Yeah, really.
I'm sorry, you're caller number 4. Hello, KHJ.
Hi, I got disconnected before. I was calling to see what is going on. You're going off the air?
No, but Larry King's going to explain the whole thing at midnight. But right after the mutual news. What kind of news do we have? We don't have mutual news, do we?
AP.
We have AP news.
Oh, God, I'm so
and you know
confused.
What that stands for.
Which is what market this station's going to end up in. KHJ, good morning.
Robert W., it's pretty sad tonight, isn't it?
It is. It's also a little foggy, did you notice, and rainy?
Yes, well, the gods are with you, saying, hey, you can't do this to KHJ. I just want to tell you that I grew up at this radio station.
Yeah, so did I. I'm serious. I really did.
Beats the hell out of Fresno, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I grew up with it. I got into radio. Dave knows me. I'm Brad Kramer, Dave.
Hi, Brad.
And it's just it's sad to see it going. And yeah, I just want to wish you guys the best of luck doing whatever you're going to do. Obviously, you'll be in the business. There is life after Solid Gold.
Solid Gold, by the way, just got renewed for its seventh season.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks to Dionne Warwick for bringing the ratings back after that travesty last year. KHJ, good morning. The little travesty. KHJ, good morning.
Robert?
Yes.
Good morning, Robert.
What?
I wanted to reminisce with you. Do you remember when you pitched for KHJ and played the Dodgers about 16 years ago?
I sure do.
Well, there was a you threw one of the balls and it was foul tipped by Maury Wills.
Yeah.
And I caught that ball and I came up to you after the game and got you to autograph it and I never forgot it.
Well, I'll tell you what I never forgot. Was
Robert W. Morgan, 93 KHJ.
I never forgot. Right after the game, you remember what happened after the game?
You mean when you guys decided to call it?
When Don Sutton came up and took a drug test on my leg. Take it off, God Almighty, Jim Morrison. Yeah, put it back in, Jim. Jim just took it. Jim, you're dead. You can't show it. Nobody cares anymore, Jim.
Okay.
If you're dead, you can't be whipping it out in front of God, Jim. Really, that's just really gross. Speaking of gross, don't even do that. 15 minutes for midnight here. The last quarter hour. If there's going to be any maintenance, this is going to be it, right?
This is it.
That's been the problem with KHJ for the last several years. The management thought quarter-hour maintenance was a quickie janitorial service. But we have one of the guys.
Wait. You just keep talking, Bob. Oh, Robert W. I'm sorry. You just keep talking, and I'm going to go ahead and read this commercial. You just talk to Bobby Ocean, who's on the phone, okay?
Hi, Bobby.
C&R Clothiers,
hey,
January's clearance sale. Save 20 to 60%.
Bobby
Visit
Ocean,
their stores
course,
in Anaheim, Costa Mesa, El Toro.
Much of his blood.
Alhambra,
life,
Newport, Westminster, Orange,
marrow,
or any of their 40 locations.
To 93 KHJ.
Hey, I smell Nicodels.
You know, that's the place we always do. We're going to go there and have a memorial bowl of clam chowder and deck a waitress just in the memory of the real Don Steele tonight.
And then go to C&R Clothiers.
Yeah.
I was going to say, could you throw somebody out of the bar in his memory?
Yeah, we're going to go. Well, I'm going to go stick my finger down my throat and throw up on a waitress, I think, or a bartender. Let me get my teeth knocked out. Don, don't take this personally, but, you know, you had a chance to come down here. But you decided to go bowling with Art LeBeau. Bowling for nymphettes is the game they play. So, Bobby Ocean, where are you, man?
I'm calling from just above San Francisco, where I have a nice little recording studio that I use as a front for selling drugs to old boss jocks.
The problem with that is the old boss jocks can't afford them anymore. You know, back, I'll tell you how long ago 1965 was. That was back when drugs were marijuana. That's how long ago it was, you know. By the way, thank you, Capitol Records. I have to get that in. We'll get that Beatles right on for you. Hey, thanks for checking in, Osh.
The call letters I never got tired of saying.
Huh?
H-J, and it's a pleasure to say them one more time.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, you're one of the last guys to say them because the case, for those of you just tuning in wondering, you know, what's going on with the traffic, nothing, and that's been the problem with the station. it's a whole new format starting. Larry King comes on right at the news of midnight. Larry King will be explaining the whole thing to everybody. And in case, if you want to call up Larry, he'll be giving the number on. You'd be sure and call Larry because he'll I'll explain to you. Osh, thank you very much for checking in, man. I'll talk to you over the weekend, okay?
You better believe it, and you guys carry on.
Bobby Ocean, one of the guys who was very much a part of KHJ over the years. We had a trivia question earlier. We gave away the call letters, and the question was, who were the original lineup of Boss Jocks back in 1965? And for the record, let's again run them down. They were, from 9 to noon, Roger Christian, who wrote so many of the Beach Boys songs. From noon to 3, Gary Mack. From 3 to 6, the legendary, the real Don Steele. After that was Dave Diamond, who's teaching school back in the Midwest. After that, of course, came Sam Riddle. Johnny Williams did the all-night show, and myself, Robert W. Morgan. I was on from 6 to 9 every morning in Southern California. And speaking on behalf of all them from 93 KHJ, let me say, ladies and gentlemen,
the beat goes on.
Sebastian, 93 KHJ, Robert W. Morgan, 93 KHJ.
This is the end. Beautiful friend. This is the end. My only friend. The end.
Beat goes on.
Dissonance, more fun on the number one sound in town. The wonderful, wonderful KHJ. Stand by for the time and temperature from Action Radio. Go! Check! Thank you! That's the time and the temperature too. You've heard it on KHJ. Man, we're really living. Los Angeles, the wonderful KHJ.
From Los Angeles, more music.
93 KHJ, Million Dollar Weekend. 93 KHJ, plays more music.
And the hits just keep on coming.
O'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, gonna rock around the clock tonight.
And goodbye, KHJ, Los Angeles.
AM 930. This is RKO Radio's KRTH, Los Angeles.
AP Network News, I'm Jim Sargent.
Presented with no static at all from airchecks.com. This is America's classic radio audio museum.